This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, here's what I tell everyone. I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place, where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
The Talk Radio Town Hall is on the air. Senator Kevin Cramer here for the full hour. And if you have a question or comment, call us up, 701-271-1100. Text us, 701-237-1590. Just warning, the calls will get you front of the line, and the text, we get to them if we can get to them. So better to call if you can. Senator Cramer, welcome back. How you doing?
Yeah, yesterday I felt like partly I think is the time that goes between the shows, you know, that I get to be on anymore. I felt incomplete. So I'm glad we were able to make this happen today right away.
Yeah, thank you, Senator Cramer.
It's my pleasure.
Gracious enough to say, and we're going to get right to the calls here to get started here this morning. So no time for small talk. Get right to it, Brian and Fargo. You're up for Senator Kevin Cramer. Go ahead.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Happy to say I've made it through my first North Dakota winter.
They only get shorter, Brian, I assure you.
Let's hope. But no small part. Thanks to Flag Radio. Kind of kept me going. By the way, Justin and Dean, man, their weather is out of sight. Best weather guys I've ever experienced.
They are incredible. Thank you for that. Appreciate it.
For you. Oh, my pleasure. One thing that Democrats and Republicans seem to agree on are term limits for Congress. Now, I hate to see you vote yourself out of a job, but I think it's the right thing to do. I was proud to see North Dakota do it at the state level. Would you be willing, you directly, I'm asking you directly, to propose or sponsor term limits for national legislators?
A couple of things, Brian. First of all, I'm not a supporter of term limits other than on myself, and I've always implemented them on myself. I've never stayed in any one elected office very long. I actually think the greatest term limits in the world are a spectacular self-governed system of politics. Nobody does it like the United States does it, which is why we have pretty significant turnover, actually, in Congress. I think part of the problem is we have a lot of turnover in Congress, but we have a few that never turn over, it seems. They go till their death or whatever the case might be. But it would also require constitutional change. So Congress can't even vote itself term limits, again, other than individually. It would require amending the Constitution of the United States. All, you know, two-thirds of the states would have to ratify it, all of those things. And by the time you did all of that, you could throw every scoundrel out that you wanted to get out. But I understand the sentiment, and people, by and large, like term limits. It's interesting that the same voters that will vote for term limits will vote for the same person for re-election in the same election. And I'm always a little bit taken by that. But I think term limits, for the most part, just turn the government over to the bureaucracy.
Well, we do have a move for a convention of states out there,
right?
So we certainly do have that in the quiver. And, you know, I hate to disagree with you, but the turnover is not nearly what you're implying there. No disrespect intended. I really think that you know, when we've got members of Congress who are making, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars a year, good for you guys, but net worth for each of these people is increasing on average over $1 million a year for every year they're in office, there's a problem. The system is set up for the incumbents, so it's not as easy as just primarying people out and getting them out. The system is selecting for the incumbents, and we're really going to have a you know a Rand Paul moment here where you guys stand up and say, hey, you know what? This is something that we need to change. So, you know, maybe you could support the Convention of States.
Oh, I'd be happy to have a Convention of States. I'd be very careful about it. I know one of the things, I was at an event one time with George Will, and a member of the Freedom Caucus, Congressional Freedom Caucus, asked him what he thought about a Convention of States. And first thing he says, if I was a member of Congress, I'd be a proud member of the Freedom Caucus. But before I would support a constitutional convention, I want to know who's playing Madison. And his point being that we don't have the Madisons and the Jeffersons today, much less 53 of them in one place that could you know, that can think the way those guys could think, and I think he's exactly right. But I'd be, you know, if the Constitution would be altered, would be changed, I'd actually support having an amendment process. It's just that, as far as me personally, I wouldn't support a measure to have term limits, but I'd support the people's right, absolutely, to have them. But I also support that right every 2 years. I would also just take a little bit of issue, and by the way, I appreciate your tone, because this is exactly why I love talk radio, Scott. I don't even mind torqued off callers, but one of the things that I would be careful about is to make sure you're not restricting your own right to vote for whom you want to vote for, and that's what a term limit does. Now, if the people make that decision, then they've made that decision, right? But then that's true democracy and true representative republic. But at the same time, let's not let people off the hook too easily. I always say, don't choose the lazy way to democracy. Be active. Whether you're a right-winger, a left-winger, a moderate, somewhere in between the big spectrum of diversity that's the United States of America, be active in your politics in between times, because that's the real power of our system, is the power of the people. I also, Scott, I keep looking for that way to gain $1 million. I've yet to reach $1 million in total assets and I've been in Congress for 10 years. And you know, our salary's been frozen since the day I got here at $174,000, and I still have to pay a mortgage or rent in two places. So I've never quite picked.
Did we lose you, Kev?
Money the last couple of years. Right. No, I'm here. Yeah.
All right, you just cut off for a second. Thank you, Brian. Appreciate the call very much.
Call.
Yep, appreciate it. Well, let's see, Craig and Moorhead, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Craig.
Senator, I appreciate being able to talk to a senator. I'm from Minnesota. We don't get that pleasure over here.
Don't worry. I take that burden for you every week.
It's a burden living over here, let me tell you. Let me bring this up. I listen to two people on the radio that I like a lot, NTV. The total opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to Ukraine. And so I'm kind of torn on what the right thing to do is.
Sure.
Then I turn on the TV, and we have the French President Macron over there sucking up to China, and yep, they're a member of NATO. And I'm wondering, are we being duped on this whole damn thing? The only one that said that we're being screwed over by Europe was Trump, and now this was spending billions? I'm puzzled, and I'll hang up and hear your thoughts. Thank you.
Okay, so this was, I love this call so much. And the fact it came from Minnesota warms my heart. I love talking to Minnesotans. So the Macron thing is a very interesting twist to this whole argument. And by the way, Scott, and this is why I think your job is secure forever, because what he just pointed out, two conservatives on the opposite side, or two people he respects on the opposite side of the Ukraine issue, that's not that unusual when you consider the Macron issue, when you consider what's happening today with China. I mean, we have some pretty strong conservatives right now in Congress debating whether to ban TikTok. You have Josh Hawley, who wants to ban TikTok and is one of the favorites on Tucker Carlson. And then you have Rand Paul, who doesn't want to ban TikTok. You have some of us that are sort of in the middle trying to find a way to push back against our
largest enemies, our most important and threatening adversaries, particularly in the technological field. And you had Donald Trump, America First on the one hand, and pushing for the very things that are in bills like the Restrict Act. The Restrict Act was first, of course, his rule that didn't stand up in court. But now we're trying to codify it so that it would stand up in court. That finds a way to not punish individuals, but rather restrict adversaries. And it's hard when you're freedom loving, but also American loving. It's hard to find some of that nuance. So to answer his question specifically about Ukraine, I'll just bring this back up again. In fact, I had a conversation yesterday, Scott, after the show with one of my favorite right-wing conservative people. You know him. Good thinker. He brought up his father's service in World War II. And that's, I often like to go back to that. I like to go back to World War II. I like to go back to the Cold War. And we can talk about the parameters of those wars and why you important to us, but why the approach we're taking may not. Is that fair?
Hold that thought. And we got a little glitch on the phone for some reason. Kevin, you cut out again. Other calls waiting, and more welcome. Hey, what's on your mind?
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming April auctions include 710 acres in Stutsman County near Eldridge, 400 acres in Emmons County near Linton, 160 acres of cropland in Barnes County, 120 acres in Sheridan County near McCluskey, 480 acres in Sioux County, and 320 acres of farmland and pastureland in McLean County near Benedict, North Dakota. And don't forget, farm equipment retirement auctions in New Salem, Hettinger, Kenner, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
With Senator Kevin Cramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Questions, comments, welcome. 701-271-1100. Anything you'd like to ask, lay it on us. Also text 701-237-1590. Callers come first. We're going to go to South Dakota next, then a Minnesota caller. So you asked for it on the program to chat with the folks in the region. and others welcome on any and all topics today on the program. Did you have anything more you want to say on French, France and China?
I think Macron's kissing up to China was the perfect way that the caller put it. That raises some alarms, and the first alarm it raises, and I think this was his point, was that can we ever really count on Europe? And Donald Trump did rein them in a bit. He did force them to, or I shouldn't say force, he can't, but encourage strongly with American leverage for Europe to spend more on their own defense, and many of them did. And since the Ukraine war broke up, many of them did even more. What you're also seeing is because of what's happened in Taiwan, in the blockade around Taiwan and the obvious hostilities of Xi Jinping and his desire to take over the world, and he doesn't even hide that desire anymore. Places like Japan, South Korea, and others are also, you know, adding to their defense. In fact, Japan had doubled their defense budget this year. The problem is the United States still bears a major burden because we're the nuclear superpower, and part of the Cold War effort and victory that came, of course, well after World War II, was that the United States would provide the nuclear umbrella for freedom-loving countries. And that's why Ukraine is so important, because Ukraine was the largest nuclear power to give up its nuclear weapons in exchange for America's support and, of course, the drawing of the lines around Ukraine. That's the historical and moral reason for support of Ukraine. The money we're spending in Ukraine, he said billions, and he's right. I think it's been $113 billion that's been authorized to this point. Somewhere more around $80 or $90 billion has been spent. And that confuses people, because every time the president talks about spending another billion or 2 billion, it sounds like he's spending more. What he's really doing is just finally sending the bullets or the weapon systems or whatever the case might be, finally sending them onto Ukraine. And those numbers get multiplied several times. But the caller's basic point is still the same. And I would say this, that you'll never get Macron or, you know, France to be who we are. God knows they needed us in the early stages. They still need us, but they're not like us, and we don't want to be like them. But the world is always safer when America is stronger. And the first thing America has to be able to do, though, is defend itself. And then we do have, obviously, other leadership capabilities that we want to exercise. And every president back to Washington understood that, but it's becoming more pronounced, Scott, in a day when technology becomes the weapon. You know, you got energy and technology and food are weapons every bit as much as missiles and tanks are.
Kev, you mentioned we have to protect ourselves. I mean, yeah. Is there any effort being made at the border during, you know, we're being invaded? I mean, and all this Ukraine nonsense, I could care less, man. Not another dime. Is anything? Are any resources? Because we heard about the hard work this president's doing and specifics and historic fentanyl. Have you seen any increase in CBP? Any ICE officers? Any more wall being built? Anything? Really?
Well, of course. I mean, the president's request for CBP, more CBP money was minimal to almost nothing.
Yeah.
And negligible at best. He's against the wall, and he's facilitating this trafficking of humans illegally, as well as the things that come with, you know, illegal human trafficking, and fentanyl being chief among them. Of course, his anti-police rhetoric, his anti-police Justice Department and appointments. No, not a thing, Kevin. None of that. I mean, we should be doing all of those things, closing up the border for sure. But you can close up the border and not defend the skies, and a Russian nuke can hit 10 cities at the same time if we're not able to defend ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we need to do it all. But in the process, we also need to keep the world safe, because that does keep us safer. I mean, look at Afghanistan. I mean, you can have all kinds of opinions about Afghanistan, but the way we withdrew from Afghanistan under this very president.
Well, wait a minute, though. That was Trump's fault.
Oh, Yeah, that's right.
I know.
You forgot.
You know, one thing, too, about, just Kev, about, you know, a Russian nuke. I mean, that's a big picture, nasty thing. But I got to say, I mean, I'm much more worried about Chinese nationals coming over, terror watch list guys coming over, the little groups they're forming wherever in whatever state. That's the concern to me.
That's every bit as much a concern, especially, Kevin, when you're dealing with people who have a long-term vision.
Bingo.
One thing about American exceptionalism in our electoral process, and it kind of gets back to term limits, is that we change horses on a regular basis. We like it that way. The American people get to do the performance review of 435 members of the House of Representatives every 2 years, and our turnover in the House of Representatives is much higher than most members of places that have parliaments or certainly some of these these communist countries. So that's our system, and we love that system. But when you're emperor for life in China, you get to play the long game, and they've been playing it for decades. Russia, similarly. While Ronald Reagan and Mikhail Gorbachev, God rest their souls, made the world safer and made Europe safer with the breakup of the Soviet Union, thanks to the leverage of Ronald Reagan and Maggie Thatcher, and of course a little prayer support from Pope John Paul, Scott. I mean, it really was a remarkable time. But in the end, Vladimir Putin, the KGB agent, never gave up. Never. All these decades he's been trying to build back Mother Russia. And Ukraine, of course, is his first big victory in that, if he can swing it. So all of these things are happening at the same time. And by the way, if I just throw this in, Scott, because your callers are so smart on all this stuff, but whenever we get a Democratic president for 4 years or 8 years, we see our national defense budget shrink. And that's what we're seeing under this one. We built it back up last year. We, being Republicans and Democrats in Congress, even with the Democratic Senate and House, added considerably to it. But once again, he's got the increases to half of what inflation is. His inflation, I might add. And if we would maintain a consistent growth in national defense and almost an index type of growth in national defense, we wouldn't have to have these big swings every 4 and 8 years where we get behind the technological advancements of our biggest adversaries at a very dangerous time. So you'd think we'd learn these lessons, but we have these wonderful things called elections, and every now and then we make some mistakes and have to recover from them.
Jim, South Dakota, for Kevin Kramer. Go ahead, you're up.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you doing?
Hi, Jim. I'm great. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I got a question. A couple of weeks ago, I think you made a comment, something to the effect that we need new leadership in the Republican Party. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so I did. Actually, I didn't say that. That was something that NBC took some liberties with. It was from being on the Chuck Todd's show, Meet the Press, and I was talking about we need new leadership in the White House, is what I was referring to, and what we as a party need to do is get our act together to make sure that we have a winning candidate and a winning message that puts that person in place. In fact, what they tried to make it about, if you kind of notice, and I don't want to trash him too hard. I mean, God knows that Chuck Todd doesn't have a lot of friends in the Republican Party, but I've always appreciated my time on Meet the Press, and he's been fair to me. But his read on it was the way he wanted to read it. And I shouldn't say him, whoever tweeted it out. But if you look at the whole interview, that's what I was referring to. God knows we need new leadership at the top, is what I said.
Jim, hold tight. You can follow up when we come back with Senator Kevin Kramer after a short timeout. Matt Minot, Wendy and Wapperton, Denny and Morehead, stay tuned.
Get ready for one incredible deal from MyPillow. A massive closeout sale. I've never seen anything like this. All-season slippers, $25 a pair. That's no kidding. All-season men's slippers. All-season women's slippers. There's all-season men's moccasin slippers and all-season women's moccasin slippers. These normally would be $149.98. They're $25 if you use the promo code SCOTT. Remember, that's an important part of this deal. Promo code SCOTT to get the bargain. $25 for these slippers, or call 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, a massive closeout sale on all-season slippers, men and women's slippers, slip-on, plus moccasin, a great deal at $25 a pair from MyPillow. Promo code SCOTT to get the deal, promo code SCOTT to get the deal, or call 800-506-9028.
U.S. USA News Update. The United States and Philippines militaries launched their largest ever joint exercises this morning, a day after Chinese forces finished drills around Taiwan. More than 17,600 military people are taking part in the scheduled annual bilateral exercise that runs for over 2 weeks and will include live fire drills. The number of soldiers is twice the number that took part last year. A shooting at a Louisville, Kentucky bank yesterday morning has left at least five people dead and eight others injured, including two who are in critical condition. The Louisville Metro Police Department announced last night one of those wounded in the mass shooting at the Old National Bank, Dina Eckerd, had died. At least two officers were shot during the exchange, including 26-year-old Nicholas Wilt. Wilt underwent brain surgery after the shooting and is in critical but stable condition. He graduated from the police academy less than 2 weeks ago. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Starting to get a little hungry. Closing in on the lunch hour here, not too far away. So chicken pot pie might be the thing today. Or a hot beef sandwich, that's in Valley City. Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. There you go. If you didn't get enough comfort food on Easter, you can go to Meatloaf, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or Taco Hot Dish. Scallop, potatoes, and ham, speaking of Easter. 12th and I-29. Pulled pork in Glendon, meatball sub on 45th. Cafe USA locations, and there's more coming. Castleton and Wahpeton down the road as well. They're growing. PetroServe USA. Home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, you tell them Scott sent you. Back with Senator Kevin Cramer. You heard his answer, Jim. I just want to know if you had any follow-up to the appearance on Meet the Press related to Republican leadership. Jim, are you there?
Oh, he's listening to you. I can hear you.
Jim!
Jim's listening.
Jim,
on the radio.
Turn your radio down, Jim. Yeah, come on.
Turn the radio down and then grab your phone there and we can continue this conversation, Jim. All right, we tried.
He's out pulling a calf or something.
Daniel, I'll leave him to you there to see if you want to.
I hope he is a healthy one,
Yeah.
Kev.
Wendy in the Wahpeton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Wendy.
Hi.
Hi, Wendy.
I liked the things you said about the border needing the wall, all the things Biden hasn't done, the killing off of so many people, fentanyl, the trafficking.
Yeah.
How has he not brought up Biden on treasonous charges? Did he not take an oath to protect our country?
Who are you talking about? The attorney general?
Joe Biden. Yeah, Biden.
Yeah, I know, but she said, how has he not been brought up in charges? Well, you have to remember, he appoints the attorney general of the United States. Who's every bit as bad as he is? This is the problem with the bureaucracy again. When you have a liberal president, and make no mistake, he is a liberal president. He's done some moderate things in his life, largely because he's pragmatic. But when he's had full power and the presidency is full power, you have to remember his top cop at the Justice Department is his. Same with the FBI. Now you have a previous FBI director because they have 5-year terms. But, FBI director can't bring up charges. The FBI is a law enforcement and investigatory agency. So how
do we have three branches of government then?
Yeah.
If only
we have
one
three,
is doing all the controlling.
Well, because our executive branch has a lot of power in our system, no question about it. And this is why when you legislate, it's very important to be as prescriptive as you can be. Now, we also have a Supreme Court who has actually backfilled that a little bit. Finally, we have a Supreme Court that's used, a doctrine that recognizes that things in law, that laws that don't prohibit certain things don't mean that the things that they didn't prohibit can be exercised. They've pushed back on our bureaucracy, and thank you, Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell, for that Supreme Court, the 6-3 Supreme Court that has pushed back on some of those things. But we have a very powerful executive, and much more powerful at the presidency than North Dakota has placed in the governorship. So when we pass legislation, we have to maintain those, particularly Article 1 and Article 2, in some sort of form of balance in our legislation. But also remember, presidents are so powerful that they really can't be indicted. As you know, we're having that debate these days. And the only means of removing a president is not indictment. It's not criminal charges. It's impeachment. And impeachment, of course, starts in the House and comes over to the Senate, and then requires, two-thirds vote in the Senate to convict. It's designed to be difficult on purpose. It's a very powerful executive.
So why haven't the Republicans brought him up on impeachment?
Well, you'd have to ask a House member that, because that's, impeachment begins in the House, has to begin in the House. But I suspect part of it is because it wouldn't be successful. And so if you're going to do that sort of thing, you can make a point, and but you also spend a lot of energy, a lot of emotion, a lot of political capital doing something that's not going to have an outcome that you desire, as opposed to legislating an outcome that you can desire. And I think in the case of the House right now, I think Leader McCarthy or Speaker McCarthy's done a wonderful job of actually advancing significant legislation that, a lot of which won't be passed, but they passed the House, come over to the Senate, and puts, pressure on Chuck Schumer and Senate Democrats. And I think Scott, chief among them, is H.R. 1. Kevin called me a week ago Saturday, asking about how we can, move H.R. 1 in the Senate now that he's passed it out of the House, realizing it won't pass as is. But what's sort of the strategy for holding strong, using the increase, the raising of the debt ceiling? As you probably noticed, Speaker McCarthy, Speaker McCarthy has put this down as a marker and as a bit of a lever for raising of the debt ceiling. I think he's very wise to do that. It's early in this process. And so I think those are the strategic moves that probably make more political sense. And that's probably why, Wendy, you're not seeing the House bring up impeachment on the president. The other thing is, remember, it's not a small burden. While it's a straight majority in the House, even with a very narrow House, politically, it's not a small burden to bring up a president on impeachment charges, because you have to prove a high crime or misdemeanor. You may be able to make a political case, but you may not be able to make a judicial case.
Wendy, we're all with you in heart, that's for sure. Just a matter of the mechanisms that are there. But you're spot on what's going on. Appreciate your call. Thank you very much. Minnesota caller again. You asked for it. You got it. Denny and Moorhead. Go ahead for Senator Kramer.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
Over the weekend, Bill Barr was on television, and he's not real concerned about the case in New York involving the hush money, but he's very concerned about the documents case, and he said that there's a very, very strong case against the president, and President Trump, and also John Bolton has the same concerns. Yeah. Now, he could be facing up to 20 years in jail if he's convicted on these charges, and also Amendment 14th Amendment Section 3 also, where he wouldn't be eligible to run again. But the deal is, shouldn't we fast track this here before the election so the people could know one way or the other? Because what would be the solution if he was to run and get reelected, and then you can't indict a sitting president?
Yeah,
do you share those concerns?
Yeah, so I think it's very interesting. One thing about, again, it gets back to our exceptional system and this whole not being able to indict a president thing.
and I'm going to go back to the first point of, that you brought up about Bill Barr saying that he's not concerned about the New York case. I think he probably, because Bill Barr is a smart enough attorney to know that, and a former attorney general who knows that turning a misdemeanor that's already run out of time into a federal felony is such a stretch that even a good liberal judge would have enough sense to dismiss it. Now, I'm not saying this judge is going to, because Donald Trump's beating him up so badly, he may not even be able to be objective. But the whole indictment thing is, you know, for good reasons when you think about it. That said, am I worried? I think that when you think about the indictment of the American people, the ultimate jury in America, in political system, and why presidents have these protections, because this stuff's been litigated before, this stuff being the hush money case that you're talking about. The next case has not, because the next case is relevant directly to the president's time in office and the carrying out of these documents. Now, we don't know what the documents are. We know that the sitting president has the exact same problem. And while he can pretend to have, quote, cooperated, he really didn't. He cooperated after he got caught. The whole issue of classified documents, we have to see what they are, first of all, whether they even should be classified. You know, not all classified documents are the same. I've seen lots of classified documents, and there are various categories of classification. For obvious reasons, there are varying degrees of seriousness and consequence. So I don't know. I didn't see Bill Barr's statements or see the interview regarding the other cases. But I suspect some of what the Democrats are doing and these prosecutors are doing is to create this doubt, and we could eliminate the doubt by fast tracking, but I don't imagine they're going to want to do that either. I think what they're trying to do is raise doubt, but rally his base in hopes that they can somehow raise the question you're raising. If he is elected and then indicted, what happens, or should he even be elected at all? I think it's a grand scheme, and we shouldn't underestimate their ability to, you know, to confuse the American public if we allow that to happen.
Appreciate the call, Danny. Matt Minot, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Senator Cramer.
Hey, man.
The Ukraine intel leak.
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in your thoughts on it, because I look at it. I'm looking at where the info was leaked to. It wasn't to the New York Times or the Washington Post or even WikiLeaks or something. It was to some obscure outlet. The info that was leaked, while serious in some senses, not really damaging even to our allies, and even the stuff with Ukraine, it's not exactly a secret that they've had air defense vulnerabilities. They've been begging for F-16 for the longest time. So I'm wondering, this kind of has the fingerprints of a counterintelligence, CIA misinformation. Are they trying to goad the Russians into an attack by portraying the Ukrainians as more vulnerable, perhaps, than they are, in order to goad them into it and get a win on the battlefield? Because if you're going to leak information, there's not much there from what I can tell.
So, Scott, this is a great call. I'm sitting here smiling, listening to all your callers today, because they're all over the place, and really important things happen at once. Yesterday, literally after the show, I called my national security advisor, because, of course, we're not in session because of the Passover Easter break. We take those 2 weeks and go do other things. A lot of them travel, and a lot of us go home, and a lot of us go all over the place. But anyway, all of that said, I called him. I asked a question similar to what this caller is asking. Is there any possibility that this is a counterintelligence, offensive in some way? Because he's right about a lot of things. As days go by, more people will think through what he's thought through. Now, clearly, this is somebody who pays closer attention than most, but even than I do in some cases. It's right out of a movie. I mean, you could come up with a scheme like this right out of a movie. Is it possible that this story is being, placed to goad them into something? My sense is I sort of doubt it. I think.
Well, didn't we throw Israel under the bus in this too?
Oh, you know, spying on allies, just so people know, that's not a new thing, and they do it to us. I mean, you don't even, you're not even devised to carry a phone into Israel, and we love Israel. So, you know.
Interesting. Matt, hang on for the rest of the answer on the other side of the break. Got Warren on the road waiting to go, too, when we continue. The last segment with Senator Kramer coming up.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living. All the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And is getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, that massive closeout on all-season slippers is still happening at MyPillow. If you haven't taken advantage of that yet, there's still $25 pairs of slippers. These are slippers that were $150. They're now $25, and they are the best. I compare them to Uggs. They're every bit as good as Uggs slippers. You know, the slip-ons and the... And what do you pay for Uggs? Ridiculous amount of money. So check them out at MyPillow.com. Remember to use the promo code Scott. That's how you get them for $25. You got to use the promo code Scott on the slippers and slip-ons, the moccasins, men's, women's, lots of colors. So check them out. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. Okay, Matt's gone, so let's go to Warren on the road. Hello, Warren, for Senator Kramer. You're up.
Senator Kramer, I know that you understand the, you know, piggybacking off the person that was talking about term limits, and I was one of those guys that I was all for term limits until I did a little deeper dig into the fact that what term limits are, yeah, it sounds like a great thing, but you have the bureaucrats that are dug in, your staffers. I guess it'd be kind of like having a ranch and your ranch hands are taking the calves and stealing them from behind your back. And yep, everything's grayed out on the ranch. Or your NASCAR guy comes in the pit, they give you half your gas and leave your tires low. I mean, we've seen it with Trump, what happened every day.
Yeah, right.
Somebody was undermining them, just like your staffers or whatever. Is there anything... And the other side of that is people don't realize that when you, the other states that don't have it, they get on all the committees. North Dakota, South Dakota, whoever has term limits, they're never going to get on any of the good committees to do anything. And how do you do anything with the staffers and all that? I mean, it's the same people. One guy goes out, you got the same people back right in there. How do you do that?
So, God, Warren, see, here we go, Scott, another one. Warren is so right. He's thinking through this on both sides, and you can be right on both sides. The issue of staff, I actually have contemplated, Scott, I think you and I talked about this. I've never done it because it would be gimmicky, but I've contemplated actually introducing legislation in Congress that limits not elected people. They're limited by 2 and 6 year terms, but limiting the term that people can serve in the bureaucracy. You know, Elizabeth Warren is one of the strongest opponents of the what she calls the open door, in and out, right? Bureaucracy to business and back. Well, I'm just the opposite. I prefer people who've been in business for a while that might want to retire and use their experience and expertise in the bureaucracy so that you know how the bureaucracy affects our free market capitalist system. Rather than somebody just never leaves the area of the Potomac River. And so I think Warren's got a point, and I would, you know, I'd love to see some way to limit the terms of the bureaucracy. And he brought up staff. Now, this is why I require my D.C. staff to go to North Dakota on a regular basis. Most of them are from North Dakota. The vast majority are from North Dakota. I have some expertise from other places, and they become North Dakotans because we have such a great state. But you get to committee staff and things. Warren's right there, too. Committee staffers become part of the bureaucracy. Half the time, they're working more for the agency that we're supposed to have oversight and appropriations power over than they are for the people that I work for.
And as Warren pointed out, Donald Trump found this better than anybody. I mean, he didn't even fill all the positions he could have. That was the single biggest drag on the Trump administration and getting things done. He was fighting his own staffers from day one, you know?
And this is why a second Trump term, you know, whether you're for him or you're against him, but I think a second Trump term, what would have been great would have been that he knew all that. Really, it wasn't until the second half of his first term that he really had it figured out, and we really started rocking and rolling. And some of the rulemakings, I can think of, like my bill, the Fair Access to Banking Act, was a late Trump, first Trump term rulemaking that never got to the Federal Register, never got completed because we ran out of time. He ran out of time, which is why I now have it in the form of legislation. And whoever the next Republican president is, I hope they start on Inauguration Day signing a whole bunch of executive orders and spends the time between the election and Election Day, or swearing in day, Inauguration Day, appointing cabinet officials that we can take up immediately and start confirming, because you just can't work fast enough to outlast the bureaucracy.
Great call, Warren. Thank you. Let's get another quick one in here. Gene, quick question, our last one for Senator Kramer.
Yeah, I was just wondering, the lady from Wahpeton talked about the border and all the stuff that's going wrong with America. Mm-hmm. My thoughts on it is the fact that Joe Biden is just an empty suit. And Kamala Harris is less than that.
Yep.
And that's what we got to look forward to.
Yeah.
For our vice president.
Yeah.
Then we got Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
In third in line. How do we get to him? We need to get to Kevin because he's got more common sense than the other two put together. And that's my statement. I don't have a question.
This is a great statement, actually. You're right. But don't take Joe Biden off the hook completely by his failings, because he does, that's quite, no question, he is diminished mentally, emotionally. I mean, the poor guy is barely with us. But he is liberal. He's a liberal. And Kamala Harris is not just liberal, but she is not qualified for the job. I think that's been proven to everybody. I'm not going to suggest ways to get to Kevin McCarthy faster, but I will say this, knowing Kevin very well, he's a good friend. I'm so proud of him. I can almost get emotional thinking about it, but he is, if nothing else, he has common sense. And the fact that he can...
Need more of that. Need more of that for sure. We are out of time. What a great hour. We didn't get to one text because the calls were full the entire time. Way to do it, folks. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks Picks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.